first reading, we continue the book of Ecclesiastes, and we mentioned yesterday that as it says that at the end of the reading, it says God has put the timeless into their hearts, and we spoke about that desire that we have for things that are everlasting, and that Christ promises these to fulfill these desires through, of course, right in this life by the Eucharist and the sacraments, but of course to be fulfilled in eternal life. In a way, poem that Ecclesiastes writes about an appointed time for everything. I think it was a famous song by the Beatles, right? Very, very well-known song. And I would just like to point out maybe just two of the lines that I think that are very beautiful and important. The first is the very first one: a time to be born and a time to die. Some of the other ones that are mentioned are those that we actually are, where we're involved: to plant, to uproot, to weep and laugh, to scatter stones and gather them. But a time to be born and a time to die is something that we don't have any control of. That truly is in God's time. We don't choose when the moment we're going to be born, and hopefully we don't exactly choose the time we're going to die. You know, that is becoming a little bit more and more common because we want to have control over everything. But God has appointed a certain time. We don't know how much time we have, but that we use that time wisely, what God has given to us. But He has appointed a certain time. He knows when we are going to pass from this world to the next. And so we really entrust that time in a way back to Him in thanksgiving, and we use it wisely. The other one, I think, that really touches upon our own time is there's a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. Who would have known that 2020 would be the time of this incredible pandemic? And that we are always social distancing, and we've kind of distanced ourselves from people that we normally would be in contact with. For some, and they've been extremely in contact with people for a close time, for a long time. But a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. It reminds me of some of the images that you would see of people who had their elderly loved ones in the home, and they couldn't go in to see them. So they would go to the windows, and they would communicate through the windows, and they'd do funny things. But because that need and that desire to want to embrace each other, to be with each other, and yet it was a time to be far from embraces. And at least for now, it continues to be that way to some extent, although thanks be to God that people are being healed and overcoming the coronavirus. But that would be a line that really seems to speak to us today: a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. Well, for each of these things, Ecclesiastes mentioned there's a time and a season for all this. He says, "I have considered the task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be about. He has made everything appropriate to its time." When we look to the gospel, what we realize in continuation from yesterday's gospel is that the rumor mill seems to be true. Not only was what Herod was hearing about what people were saying about Jesus, but even the disciples are very much aware of what the crowd is saying. Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, one of the prophets that has arisen. But Jesus asked that most important question: but who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Of course, it's Peter's confession: you are the Christ of God, which in a way establishes one on which our faith rests, that foundation. Of course, then Jesus rebukes them, and he tells them something that perhaps not really what they were wanting to hear. But then St. Paul says, you know, we need to preach the truth in season and out of season. He says about the cross: the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Jesus' injunction to take up our cross each day and to follow him is in every season of our life. It's not just at the end, and certainly not just the beginning, but each day. Now, that it may be a season of how intense that picking up of the cross is going to be, but it is always in season. And in this way, we need to follow the Lord in season and out of season, no matter what our season of life we're in, no matter what we might be going through at any moment. The Lord always and in every moment invites us to take up our cross and to follow him, and by doing this, to confess our faith in him, that he is truly the Christ of God. May the Lord continue to pour forth his blessings and his goodness in our life. May we recognize that goodness in all seasons of our life. And when we are at this time far from embraces, May we always remember that we can always be embraced by the Lord.